Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Bill and Pam, we've talked a little bit about when they're younger, when they're real little, what things we can put in place. But as they get older, how are these becoming a learner, becoming a leader, and loving God? How are these things going to help them as they grow as children and into young adults as well?
Well, what happens is you pass on those traits year after year, and you help them take ownership of those traits. And one of the things that's really important for a parent to do as your kids enter that tween and teen year is to change the way that you parent. And when your kids are younger, you know, you are very hands-on. You are the decision maker. And then you kind of shift a little bit to giving them choices as they enter what we call the oasis years. That would be like 8 to 10 or 11. And then between 10, 11, 12, right in there, we saw it was really important when we were youth pastors and then with our own kids. There's one question that will really help parents navigate those tween, teen, and college years, and that is simply,
tell me why I should say yes. Because what happens in a teenager's life is the teenagers go through intense change when puberty hits. And because of the hormonal changes and physical changes, and there seems to be some indication that the body kind of borrows from the brain to do development, and so they don't think as clear as they used to, and they don't think as clear as they're going to.
So you mean that question I've been asking where I say, what were you thinking? That's not the right one.
And the answer was,
that is so true.
I don't know.
Yeah. Shrug of the shoulders. Yeah, right. I wasn't thinking. Yeah.
So tell me why I should say yes is what I'm going to replace that question
right.
in my
and
brain.
The reason why it's so important is kids go into like this hyper emotional development phase of their life. But they're not thinking as clear as they used to. So what they do is they go from peer group to peer group, and they try on the identity of that peer group to see how it feels to them. Mm. And the parenting principle that drives the teen years is that our emotions always follow decisions. And so what we as parents need to do is put as many decisions as possible in the hands of our teenagers. But the problem is they have a hard time doing it. So it's inefficient. And it takes our teens a lot longer to get to the right decision that we would get to very quickly.
Let's just give you an
As parents, we just lose patience and we start making too many decisions for them. And it actually stunts their growth.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.